At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
The 1/5/9th aspect of nakshatras are important to consider, and we'll tell the rules of why it is so. You'll find out in a minute. Check your ascendant. Number one, ascendant angle, the cusp of your ascendant, whatever planet is close to the ascendant, especially if it is Rahu, Ketu or Jupiter, are close to that cusp, close to your ascendant angle. That's the first rule. Number two, if Rahu or Jupiter are your Atma Karaka, we shall speak about this much later on. Number three, if Rahu and Ketu are in 1/7 axis, the first and the seventh axis. Number four, if other planets are in conjunction with Rahu, Ketu or Jupiter in specific nakshatras, the focus being on specific nakshatras. And we'll deal with all the nine types of nakshatras here, really. Number five, and the most important, if you have an exchange of lordship between the lords of nakshatras and or the dominance of one ruler of nakshatras in your chart. For example, if you have Mercury and Moon exchanging lords, okay, and then you have Mercury dominated nakshatras, this will be important. And if Jupiter is in that particular nakshatra of Mercury, you see what I'm saying? So you've got to check which the ruler of the nakshatra is. We have nine types, basically, nine classifications of three nakshatras each, which makes it 27. So let's get into it. So if you're looking at the chart, you see Rahu is fifth and ninth aspects. This is the fifth aspect of Rahu. We are taking first and seventh axis as an example. This is a blank chart, any chart. Okay. So Rahu, if it sits here, fifth aspect is looking at the fifth house, and ninth aspect is looking at the ninth house from the first. So this is being one, this being fifth, this being ninth. In a similar way, if you see Ketu on the other side, because it's diagonally opposite, it will sit on the other side. Its fifth aspect is the 11th house from the seventh house, and its ninth aspect is the third house. This is how Ketu will behave. If you take Jupiter, Jupiter, if it's sitting in the 10th house, for example, its 5th aspect is the 2nd house and 9th aspect is the 6th house. So this being the 1, this being the 5 and this being the 9. This is very important to consider. Why do we say so? Because now if you see 90% of your chart, whoever your chart is, wherever Rahu, Ketu and Jupiter are placed, just these 3 points have a dominant influence on the rest of the chart. Apart from these blanked out ones, which you see in the original color, Rahu has impact on these brown houses, Ketu has impact on these light brown houses, Jupiter on these yellow houses in our example. This is the singular reason why it's very, very crucial for you to understand these videos. Okay. And I will get into one by one of the nakshatras after this introduction. But before that, we shall consider for the purposes of this study, Rahu is the point of focus and drive where you want to go in this lifetime. Ketu as past life conquered territory or your karma which you have already learnt and knowledge and finished. Ketu brings all the past life into this life. So whatever you learnt, experience and knowledge, whatever you are already an expert in is Ketu. Jupiter as the point of wisdom where you need to take assistance off. Okay, consider it like that in this particular aspect. Now let's get into the nakshatras. Let's talk about the 159 code of Rahu Nakshatras, which is starting from Ardra, going into Swati and ending at Shatpisha. So it travels between Gemini, Libra and Aquarius, all the air signs. All Rahu signs, Nakshatras, first of all go into air signs, follow that white triangle, yes? And they go in needle to Navam shaft, starting from Sagittarius, okay, going into the second pada of Capricorn. So Sagittarius, first it will look for higher ideologies. In the second pada, it will look for more grounding, more things to achieve, more work. In the third pada, as the triangle rotates, it comes to Aquarius. So Aquarius will be very, very conceptual in nature, having lots of revolutionary ideas. Let's look at what Rahu means, right? Rahu means unconventionality. Looking at things from a very unconventional perspective, non-mainstream, very independent thinking, very revolutionary thinking, being in the air signs. And the last pada will go into Pisces, which is the most exalted form of Rahu Nakshatras. So it's 18-year Mahadasha for all those who are running it. And it will have the dominant effects of Rahu stories told and untold in this period. Right? Let's briefly look at what Rahu itself means before we get to the general characteristics. Rahu itself means unconventionality. Rahu did not get what he wanted to from the mythological tales. So he is all about breaking the boundaries of conventions, of rules, of traditions, the breaker of traditions. It always goes against the norms, against the traditions. That's Rahu energy. Because it wants to gain things, all material comforts at all costs. I want to gain everything at all costs. By debt or by disease or by enemies, I will conquer all enemies. The greatest conqueror of enemies among all nakshatras is always Rahu. And they are always in air signs, so they are always highly mental and abstract in nature. They affect the mind first. That should give you a clue. Now let's see the general characteristics of Rahu Nakshatras, Ardra, Swati and Shatpisha. So general characteristics of Rahu Nakshatras will be this. Number one, Rahu says, I want everything, either by debt, either by disease or by enemies at all costs basically. I want something, I'm going to go after it, I'm going to get it. Everything material. But I'm going to use the power of my unconventional thinking, be it in Ardra or Swati or in Shatpisha, I'm going to get that power of my mind to get all that I want. Material comforts, luxuries. That's what Rahu wants. Number two, the karma associated would be, I require comfort of life and when I get it, I feel extremely happy. Rahu is the karka of material luxuries. It wants all kinds of material luxuries. It wants fancy cars, fancy houses, fancy partners, fancy anything you name it, Rahu wants it. Anything modern technology, everything to do with software, everything to do with IT, fancy phones, fancy houses, luxury cars, right? All of these things is Rahu. So number three, the nature of Rahu is when the hunger does not stop. Rahu is endless hunger. So one is born in this nakshatra, either in ascendant, or if Jupiter, Rahu, Ketu are sitting in any one of these axes, this becomes a dominant karmic thing. Something was not satisfied in the last birth. That hunger you have come to fulfill again this lifetime. Basically, endless hunger. That's what you come to solve in this lifetime. This is what it means to be born under these nakshatras, especially if Rahu and Ketu themselves are sitting in any one of these axes, or if even Jupiter is sitting in any one of these axes. It will be unconventional wisdom. Okay. Now let us finish up with checking out the triangle itself. What is the code we are looking at finally? Finally, as we can see, the 159 chord, the white triangle of Rahu, starts with Artha, goes into Swati and finishes in Shatapisha. So if you have 18 year Rahu window, you'll go to 6 years of these nakshatras yourself. Or in this case, we are talking about Rahu, Ketu or Jupiter being in one of these epics in your natal chart. So what are the themes here we can uncover? First of all, you can see that last pada of each of these nakshatras is exalted. Yes, going into Pisces in Navamsha, Gemini going to Pisces for Artha, Libra going into Pisces for Swati, and Aquarius going into Pisces for Shatapisha. What does this mean? This could mean one of the things it signifies is that Rahu is looking for moksha. Rahu is that headless demon which is looking for moksha, isn't it? So in Pisces is the moksha sign, so it is looking for moksha there. First, in Artha, it is looking transformation through difficulties of life, keen intellectual capacity. Note the Artha characteristics happening everywhere. Okay, keep watching for the airy aspect of Rahu itself, which plays in all these air signs. Unconventional one, keen intellectual capacity, great sorrow and rejuvenation after that. Artha, easily influenced, determined, acting to rise from ashes, optimistic, futuristic, investigative, shrewd, intuitive power. Rahu is a lot of intuitive power. Emotions connected to intellect, that's what it shows up in Artha as. Okay. Artistic comforts, they want comforts, especially in Pada 4. Need freedom, wanting to break from monotony. See the need freedom part in Artha? Rahu wants freedom. Non-traditional, free-spirited to the max. Once again, all Rahu characteristics. They love adventure. Life lesson is using anger and grief to transform negativity. This is the grief transformer, as I have spoken of in the earlier one. Rahu has the grief transformer in Artha. Now what happens in Swati? In Swati, it has graduated a little bit. It is in Libra, so it will be all about relationships for Swati. And going into Pisces, it is looking for emotional resolution to things, letting go of things, letting go of that obsessive nature of Rahu. So constant travel and movement, because Libra is also travel. They are adaptable explorers, great communicators, want comforts and luxuries of life. We just spoke of that. Wants to look good, convincing diplomatic people, social people. Why all Libra characteristics coming in here? Public relations, independent, again, Rahu. Lots of ideas, Rahu. Only Rahu can give you that very unconventional ideas. Success-oriented. Individualistic, Rahu is very individualistic in a non-conventional way. They hate confrontation and conflicts. They are more of negotiators. The inner strength part of it is a lot in Rahu in Swati. Individuality is a lot. Individuality needs solitude for perfection and discovery of new territory. That's the life lesson in Swati. In Swati, Rahu was individual. I'll go my way. Rest of the world can go to dog shit. I'm going to go my way. That's Swati style. Coming to Shatapisha, it's in Aquarius. So it's think of all things Aquarius here. They can be physicians. They can be all about healing. Sixth from the sixth house, 12th from the 12th house is Aquarius. So it's all about the greatest healers, most unconventional healers born out of Aquarius. Within this nakshatra, Shatapisha, 100 physicians. That's what this nakshatra brings, okay? The healing power and of Varuna, who is a lord of cosmic waters, comes very powerfully in Shatapisha. Very unconventional. Look at that. Once again, Rahu signature. Maverick. Visionary. Unconventional to the max. It's in Aquarius. The most exalted form of Rahu nakshatra will be in Aquarius, obviously. It's the ruler of Aquarius. Imaginative, unconventionally creative, Compulsive. Again, once again, characteristic of Rahu is being compulsive. The OCD kind of people. Life lesson. The master of abstract uses connections to make things tangible. Everything to do with 11th house Aquarius. Making connections with people, social birds. Okay, they want to make connections with people to make their projects come true in Chaturvisha. So that's the triangle of Rahu, and it is looking for moksha. It is looking for the last pada of Pisces. Okay, keep this in mind. See if your Rahu, Ketu or Jupiter is in this axis, because they look at one another. Or if you are running the 18-year Mahadasha of Rahu, this will play up. All other rules that I have spoken of apply, any one of those, exchange of lordships with the nakshatras, etc., etc., etc. Next, we shall see Jupiter nakshatras. Meanwhile, take care. Comment if you find something interesting in your chart. And I'll see you in the next with Jupiter nakshatras.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.